Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the off season, and we hate to say it, but we're happy to bring you Spits and Suds. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan, joined by EP Rinkshot, EP Rinkside, Shap Shots. That was good, right?
That was good.
Yeah, Shap Shots, D Magazine. And the book is called We Win Here, Terrific Father's Day Gift. And the author of that is Sean Shapiro. And we have reconnected. Did you get to spend some time with your family? Well, you actually went to the Stanley Cup.
I did. I'm actually home right now for a little bit between. I was out in Vegas for game one and two earlier this week. Took a red eye home after the game. Monday night, there was a lot of, let's just say, as long as one team was winning big, I was a little bit more comfortable and not getting nervous about a overtime game stopping me from catching the red eye. So I was, yeah. I flew close to the sun and lived. So I did that after with overtime after game one. And then I will catch up again with the series for game four down in Florida. But home for a couple days, we'll watch game three from the comforts of the couch tomorrow night, and then watch and then follow it then with EP Rinkside covering the final from four to the end, whether that's four, five, six, or seven. So it was would have been more fun, obviously, if the Stars were on this journey with us. But it's still been fun, at least.
How do you think the Stars would have matched up with Florida stylistically after seeing what Vegas has done in the first couple of games?
It's going to hurt Stars fans to hear this, but it's something where I think that Dallas probably would have been the better team against Florida. I think after seeing a couple of games, I think Florida is a team that is Florida is a team that is obviously a good team. They're in the final, but they are a team that is built largely on a couple of players. And the Stars would have been deeper than the Stars weren't as deep as Vegas, but the Stars would have been deeper than Florida. And we're seeing within this series so far, we're seeing what really equates to a four-line team in Vegas versus a two-and-a-half-line team in Florida. And that's been a huge difference in this series. And I think Dallas would have had a similar impact, where we would have seen Dallas being a three-and-a-half-line team versus a two-and-a-half-line team. And so for Stars fans, that's going to hurt, because it's something where you go back to, we talked about it throughout the Western Conference Final. It's just the what if, what happens if Dallas doesn't turn the puck over at the end of game two? What if Jamie Benn doesn't lose his cool at the start of game three? It's one of those frustrating things, because they would have been in a really good spot to win a second cup.
And that said, Vegas, several points in this series already, could have lost their cool.
And yes, they could have.
Specifically game two, when, you know, Eichel got popped. Clean hit. Unfortunate circumstances. Awesome to see him back on the ice. That first shift back, that pass he made, was sick. And it, you know, just the crowd went from silent. And when he even came back on the bench, and this is what I love about Vegas people. I'm sorry, Stars fans, because you guys are awesome fans too. But Vegas gets hockey. When he came back on the bench, they were cheering. So So they pay attention, and that's pretty awesome. So I do want to give some kudos to Vegas, Sean, just because of their composure. Their blue line is clearly showing, and Florida's just having a tough time, and we'll see what happens with Gudas. But that's a tough injury on an already banged up Florida defensive back line. So it's gonna be tough for Florida to come back. And I just think, you know, Vegas is well coached, and it's almost like you could tell that Bruce Cassidy had trained the Vegas players, like, don't take the bait. This is what they're going to do. Just be you. Capitalize on their mistakes. It was just, it's fascinating to watch. I feel like it's one team that, you know, this is what it feels like to me. One team is there for the first time, and Vegas knows what to do. The right positions at the right time. Knows when it's okay to, you know, get physical, and at the same time lay back and just say, we're not going to take the bait.
Yeah. And I mean, I think Vegas also, it's kind of that, it's the old quote that Teddy Roosevelt actually say it, or was credited to Teddy Roosevelt, like the speak softly and like carry a big stick thing. Right. Yep. Like that's really what Vegas's size and their defense, they really much are like that. And as this series has gone on through two games and everything like that with Florida, you've seen there's times where Matthew Tkachuk was able to rattle other teams. And Matthew Tkachuk, even when he actually physically rattled Jack Eichel with that hit, it didn't rattle Vegas. And Vegas has been really disciplined in that way. We saw it obviously firsthand when they played Dallas in the last round, how they handle these things. To me, one of the bigger things about this whole like scenario is and we can have a brief discussion about it. I think the officials have actually been a little bit harsh with the 10-minute misconduct.
Yeah, they're throwing them out there.
Yeah, but I think Vegas has done a pretty good job of the messaging internally has been to, if the officials are going to be doing that, let Florida just continue to hurt themselves. And talk about it. It's a team that's like I know it's easy to say when a team is up 2-0, but like Dallas was down 2-0 to Vegas, and you felt like anyone could still win the series. It wasn't until game three where the inevitability set in that Vegas was going to win in the cross check by Jamie and Mark Stone. This series, it's hard. It feels inevitable that Vegas is going to win the Stanley Cup. It's just a question of whether Florida steals a game or two. That's really what it feels like right now.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
So at Spits and Suds, we're all about you, the hockey fan here in DFW. And this is why we're doing these off-season shows, because you guys rose to the occasion and you've increased the listenership of this podcast amazingly. Record numbers in May, and thank you so much. So what Sean and I talked about doing is that each show will have things that we'll talk about, and it might be a deep Stars dive. For instance, a couple of episodes forthcoming, we're going to talk about the goaltending situation, the wear and tear on Ottinger, the possibilities at backup goaltending, and Sean's going to do a deep dive analytically on that, and I'm excited about that. We're also going to get into the Ryan Suter buyout, because a lot of people have been using that term, but we also want to explain what a buyout means. So that's going to be on a future episode. And so one of the great things, and this is why I'm excited to do these off-season podcasts. So Ryan Bear, who is a passionate Stars fan, tweeted at me, and thank you so much for supporting Spits and Suds. And he just simply said to me, and this to me is why we're doing these shows, to take a step back and explain. He says the following: buy out Suter, trade Hakanpää, get Miro some needed help. Shock, they overlooked their blue line for the majority of last season. Sign Domi and Dadonov. Possibly look at trading Marchment and bring in Bertuzzi. So on the surface, absolutely love the passion. But when you break each one of those down, so many of those things can't happen. So that is a perspective of why I love doing Spits and Suds. So when we talk and we go around, we talked about, you know, the Stanley Cup. And as you just heard, Sean's perspective, if the Stars were in it. And now we're going to get into different scenarios with the NHL and how it affects the Stars. And, you know, maybe not every story affects the Stars, but it's all part of the educational process. And I want to start with a massive trade yesterday. It was a three-team trade. The Philadelphia Flyers trade Ivan Provorov to Columbus. It's a three-team trade with the Kings. The Flyers get, and remember, Daniel Briere is the new Flyers GM, so he's going to want to make a lot of moves as they start the rebuilding process. The Flyers get the Jackets' 22nd pick overall. They get Cal Peterson, Sean Walker, Helgi Granz, and they also get either Columbus's 24th or 25th second-round pick, and they get LA's 2024 second-round pick. So that's a massive trade. Tell us about Provorov, where you think he ranks as NHL defenseman. And the reason I ask this, Sean, is because a lot of Stars fans are like, we need to go out and get another defenseman. Well, where does Provorov lie in as far as defenseman? Because you see right there, a lot of picks given up and some assets the Stars don't have this year, as well as giving up some players.
Yeah, it's a really interesting trade, too, because defenseman trades are... they rarely set precedent for each other in a weird way. Like goaltend, like if you lay out a goalie trade or a top forward trade, all of a sudden you can start to see how they connect. But like you look what Provorov gets moved for, and you look at what Chytrin gets moved for, and like they don't correlate. It's very weird, and I think it's part of the reason is because the role of the defenseman in the NHL is changing and what's some value versus some other. So it's not like as cut and dry when it comes to position of trade. So it's a very weird position when it comes to trade. Like I'm not a big Provorov. Like I think Provorov's a fine defenseman, but I think he is a bit of a, I don't hold him in as high regards as clearly the Blue Jackets do or some other people do. I think Philly, actually, I look at this trade and I think Philly did a wonderful job in this deal, because I think Provorov is the type of player who he can eat some minutes and everything like that. But I don't really see, he's always seemed that you could find someone, if you're building a team that's really trying to contend and win something, I would much rather have a guy like Chychrun who went to Ottawa, obviously. I would rather have Gavrikov, who like Columbus went and got Provorov, but they traded Gavrikov during the season to LA. I would have rather kept Gavrikov personally. I think so Provorov to me is something where some coaches will find good use for him. I'm not the biggest Provorov fan. I just don't, his game to me is a little bit overrated. I also think Philly to get the number of picks they did to go into the rebuild like this. And then I think the big one that is, I want to make sure I have his name right, the prospect that you got from LA. What was his name? Make sure I have that right. Helge Gronz. Yeah. I talked to somebody who looked at him as one of the, as either the Kings second, as either the Kings in their view, and either the Kings kind of second or third best prospect. So to bring in a prospect who instantly becomes a top five prospect for Philly, like kudos to Danny Briere on your first trade on this and getting all of this done. I don't really understand I understand why Philly did this clearly. I understand why LA did this. I don't like giving up Gronz from an LA perspective, but they had to, the big one is they had to get out of that Cal Peterson contract, right? Like the Kings needed to get that contract moved. So the Kings get out of that, cleared up some cap space. Cap space is king. I don't understand the Provorov deal from a Columbus perspective. Like I obviously Kekalainen must really like him, but to me, Provorov is a guy who I want. Provorov is a guy who, to me, he's at best a second pairing guy, and on a really, really good team, he's on a great team. He could even be a third pairing guy, where he's a guy that you add to kind of add to that piece. I don't really want to build my top four around him. And that's kind of feels what Columbus is doing here with him. And so I get every team's involvement in this, and I'm sure someone in Columbus will jump down my throat and think this is a great trade. But for me, I don't really understand why Columbus was willing to spend so much on Provorov, especially when the market for defensemen can change so rapidly. I'd much rather spend what Ottawa spent to get Chychrun. I'd much rather spend what some other things have been spent on defensemen. It's just kind of the weird nature of the defenseman market. Like defenseman trades are usually like operated and made more on feeling than actual hard fact, because the hard fact of what one GM might feel about Ryan Suter versus another, or what one feels proven for that. It's a very interesting trade overall, but it's hard to use as a market setter because of the nature of the position and the nature of the player. Where so I'm just not the big, and as you can hear in my voice, like I think Provorov's a fine player. I just don't think he's worth this much in a trade market, right? In the trade market. So.
Well, yeah, I mean, kudos to Daniel Briere. Stick tag to him.
I completely
agree. And it's going to be kind of a semi-fire sale in Philly as they try to rebuild. And
the one I would caution them from trading on, because I hear it pops up, is if I'm Philly, I'm not moving on from Carter Hart yet.
I agree.
That's the one that I keep seeing where like there could be some smoke there of Carter Hart could be dealt and everything like that. And that one to me is, you got time in this rebuild in Philly, you got time to figure out what Carter Hart is. So I would not be making that move.
Yeah. I'd like to see Carter Hart with a better defensive blue line in front of him and see how, yes, you know, because at times he's looked really, really good.
Yes.
Okay. So the question is, does this trade, even though it hasn't been official, big news in NHL circles, Mike Babcock could possibly be, or what people are saying, is the likely replacement in Columbus, which I find interesting because the Toronto contract is just about up on Mike Babcock. We have completely forgot that he was still under contract for Toronto for all these years, or at least I had. And, you know, after he left, Sean, there was a lot of chatter and not positive regarding Mike Babcock's coaching methods. Now, I will say, in a sit down up in Canada, Mike Babcock was very forthright that he needs to change some things as far as his coaching styles. I guess that remains to be seen. So it's kind of interesting in a couple of things. Like, you know, I find it fascinating that Columbus is going back and picking Babcock when, you know, there might have been some other candidates out there. I also find it interesting from a Johnny Gaudreau standpoint, because the Blue Jackets star left Daryl Sutter in Calgary and chose Columbus over Philadelphia, over New Jersey, and wanted to be in Columbus. And I'm interested to see how Babcock, if he does in fact is officially named the head coach, how his style will match with Johnny Gaudreau.
Well, and he will be the head coach, right? Like, it's, there's enough.
Yeah.
We know that's happening. It's the biggest deal. So the big thing about the Babcock deal is, and it's the reason why he's not officially the head coach yet, is his contract. He signed an 8-year deal with Toronto before the 2015-16 season. Mike Babcock has not coached in the league since it was in the last 3 years, right?
Yep.
He's been making $6.25 million per year to not coach in the NHL the past 3 years. He's made $18 million to just, he hasn't even been sitting at home. He took he did some volunteer coaching with the Canadian college team. And the intent of doing the volunteer coaching was to protect that $6.25 million he was making per year. If he takes a job, a paid professional hockey job, anytime before June 30th, he forfeits some money. So the reason this won't be announced till July 1st is Mike Babcock wants to get every single penny out of the Toronto Maple Leafs. So, I mean, he's banked $18 million in the last 3 years to not coach. He will be the coach. I understand Babcock has spoken and said that he's changed and he has to change his style and everything like that. And I get that. It's very hard. It's very hard for me to believe that without proof, just because when you hear some of the people that talk about, you hear what Mitch Marner said, you hear what Johan Franzen said, guys who are pretty well respected in their respective eras. And so for me, I have a hard time believing Mike Babcock has quote unquote changed. Doing something in an interview and everything like that, while it's a start, it's, you need to see some more proof to that. And I know they'll say he did some volunteer coaching with Canadian college. And honestly, if he really cared about changing his perception and his style and everything like that, like, I don't know. There's also something that sits odd to me about just sitting there and even the whole timing of this, of let's milk the money until July 1st when someone who has a reputation to fix, like if he had been let go and he had been done wrong by the Maple Leafs, of course, milk him for everything you got. But when you're the one who's got the reputation to fix and things like that, it almost feels a bit weird to me that he's been sitting there just collecting money as opposed to actually taking some action to do this. So between you're right. The Gaudreau thing is like Johnny Gaudreau signed with Columbus to get closer to home. And I don't think this is what he would have expected, what he would have expected as his head coach in year two. So I the Blue Jackets to me did, the Blue Jackets taking a bit of the heel turn this summer was not something I would have expected.
Yeah.
But it's happened. So
I totally agree.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.